Yeah, so that's been a very interesting story, and that story originated really in our lab about almost 10 years ago now, in which we found that, as I mentioned, the tissues of older animals repair less well unless we do these experiments called parabiosis, where two animals are surgically connected to one another. And it turned out that if you connect an old animal to a young animal such that they have a single shared circulatory system, so essentially like conjoined twins, where the blood is intermixed and whatever is in the blood of one animal becomes mixed with the blood of the other animal. In that case, the tissues of the older animal began to heal better, more like the tissues of a young animal. So we realized there's something in the circulation that is promoting tissue repair, even in old animals. Now, that's led to a lot of studies since then, some of which have been done by us and our colleagues and collaborators, and some recent papers extended some of those data further. For example, showing that you don't need to do this surgery per se to connect the animals, but if you just take blood from a young animal and do a series of transfusions, quite a bit actually, into an old animal, you can get similar effects. You can see that the older animal begins to repair its tissues much like a young animal by virtue of having received this young blood.
I have to admit, it sounds a little bit like we're going from Frankenstein, bringing two animals together and connecting them, to vampires.
It's true. It does evoke a lot of kind of science fiction and mythology, and it's unclear really whether this kind of response that we're seeing is something that is adaptive, that is normally occurring, or is something that just occurs experimentally. But it does seem as if something that we might be able to exploit therapeutically if we can begin to understand what are the positive factors, whether they're proteins or hormones or metabolites that are present in young animals. Can we begin in the blood of young animals? Can we begin to formulate that into sort of treatments that would, again, not be really so much for extending lifespan as treating tissues in the setting of injury or in some degenerative diseases in a way that would be beneficial to older individuals? And I would say the caveat of that is that we don't know what the long-term consequences might be. So as we think about these experiments leading to treatments, I think of them anyway as short-term treatments in the setting of an acute injury, for example, not long-term treatments for truly rejuvenating an entire individual or extending lifespan.
Well, Professor Rando, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.